This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadga with news. Our top story is first. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali says bilateral agreements held with Bangladesh will add dimensions in economic partnership. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba clarifies his party is not in hurry to join the government. And gunmen on motorbikes raided Niger villages and killed at least 137 people. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari held talks with her Bangladeshi counterpart Muhammad Abdul Hamid last night. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali, Foreign Affairs Minister of Bangladesh Dr. A.K. Abdul, Ambassador of Nepal to Bangladesh Dr. Bansidhar Misra and other high-ranking officials from both the countries were also present in the meeting. After the meeting, delegates from Nepal and Bangladesh signed four memorandum of understandings on tourism cooperation, sanitary and phytosanitary cooperation, cultural exchange programs, and letter of exchange to designate Rohanpur-Singabad railway route as an additional transit. The president today visited the Bangabandhu Memorial Museum built at local Dhanmandi in commemoration of Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, known as the founding father of Bangladesh. President Bhandari is paying a two-day state visit to Bangladesh and is scheduled to return to Kathmandu today itself. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali has said that the bilateral meeting and agreements held in course of President Bidya Devi Bhandari's ongoing state visit to Bangladesh would add a new dimension to economic partnership. Minister Gyawali said that both the countries have given same priority to expansion of relation and support with India for strengthening trade relations of both the countries. Minister Gyawali also viewed that there were also exchanges on expanding the connectivity for promotion of energy, tourism and trade as well. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba says his party is not in hurry to join the government. Talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport today, President Deuba said that Nepali Congress would not hurry to join the government as the people have given his party the mandate of opposition. He further said ANC had been working for the interest of people as opposition party. Nepal Communist Party Mao Center has consulted the legal practitioners regarding recent political development. NCP Mao Center Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachand and other leaders consulted the lawyers on various political and constitutional issues in the discussion. According to Party Chief Whip Deb Gurung, his party held consultation with the legal practitioners on various issues such as political development, parliament, and protection of the constitution, among others. A 19-year-old girl died and 22 other students have sustained injuries after a school bus met with an accident in Dang district today. The deceased in the incident has been identified as Samjana Keshi. Chief of the Area Police Office Tulsipur, Siva Bahadur Singh, said that bus carrying student of Tulsipur-based Ganjuti Secondary School got accident at Saraya Dada in Tulsipur, sub-metropolis 15. A 15-year-old girl in Assam district died after her mobile phone exploded while she was watching video by keeping it plugged into charging. Information officer of Sudhir Pashchim Province Police Office Dipayal and Senior Superintendent of Police Mukesh Kumar Singh said that Sapna Nath of Mangalsen Municipality 1 died in the incident. The Beni Jomsom Road section connecting Mustang District via northern part of Magdi District is to be closed for 4 days. According to the District Administration Office Mustang, the 76-kilometer Beni Jomsom Road under the National Pride Project Kali Gandaki Corridor would be closed from March 27 to 30 for the upgrade and construction of road. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international dates. Attackers on motorbikes are reported to have raided several villages in southwestern Niger, killing at least 137 people in the bloodiest violence to hit the country in years. According to a local official, the gunmen on Sunday attacked the villages of Intajain, Bokorat and Western, located near the border with Mali. On Monday, the government said that the attack had left 137 people dead. Several Western countries have imposed sanctions on officials in China over rights abuses against the mostly Muslim Uyghur minority group. China has detained Uyghurs at camps in the northwest region of Xinjiang, where allegations of torture, forced labor, and sexual abuse have emerged. The sanctions were introduced as a coordinated effort by the European Union, UK, US, and Canada. However, China has responded with its own sanctions on European officials. A gunman has killed 10 people, including a police officer, following an hour-long standoff at a grocery market in the U.S. state of Colorado. The attack in Boulder ended with police detaining an injured, shirtless suspect at the King Supers market. And the shooting was live-streamed by the witnesses and broadcast on YouTube as well. The incident began at about 14:30 local time on Monday, when the suspect entered the supermarket and began firing. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal, Pudisa. But before wrapping up, top stories once more. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Goyal says bilateral agreements held with Bangladesh will add new dimensions in economic partnership. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba clarifies his party is not in hurry to join the government. And gunmen on motorbikes raided Niger villages and killed at least 137 people. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also look onto our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.